The Dumb and Lazy Man's Game. This segment is going to talk about why I consider and call the flipping business the Dumb and Lazy Man's Game. Now, understand that when I call it this, I don't mean that if you flip things for profits, you're dumb and lazy. What I truly mean is that I want to paint a picture of basically how easy it is to make money in this business. Meaning, whether you're lazy or dumb, if you have any one of those two traits or even both, you can still become highly successful and make a lot of money flipping things in this business. So, yet, while at the same time, you'll likely be making more money in less the time than probably 90% of your friends who work quote unquote day jobs. So the reason we call it the Dumb and Lazy Man's Game is because the flipping business is something that doesn't require extensive research, extensive knowledge, extensive studies over several years. For example, if you were going to get a degree, it doesn't require you to work, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours per week to make a decent living or even a lot of money. It doesn't require any of that. So basically, what it does require is a simple understanding of the foundation, you know, the foundational rules that you have to learn to make money in the flipping business, which I teach. And then from there forward, you just apply them. And that, coupled with the fact that you're not in a paycheck and employee world, you are in a profits and marketing world, is just another added bonus for you. That means, you know, if the average minimum wage worker, it takes them 52 hours to make $500, you can make that same $500 in only an hour of work because you chose such a lucrative business, which is, you know, flipping things for profit. So that is the reason why we call it the Dumb and Lazy Man's Game, because literally anyone can do it. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be intelligent. You know, you don't have to be harder working than the next guy. It's funny because a lot of people think that the more intelligent and smart they are, the more successful they are going to be, at least financially. And it's completely the opposite in a lot of cases, meaning you can have the most hardworking and intelligent guy in the world, versus the, you know, quote unquote dumb and lazy man or woman, basically doing the same thing. But the smart person, let's say the smart person makes $30,000, or let's say they make $2,000 per month, pure profits from flipping things. The dumb and lazy man or woman can do the same thing without much more effort. They can accomplish the same $2,000 per month with the same, basically doing the same thing, and they can even make more if they wanted to without that much more effort or exertion. So that's why we call it the Dumb and Lazy Man's Game. The flipping business is awesome for anyone, whether you're a college student, a full-time 9-to-5er, a working professional, a high school student, or let's say, you know, there's a lot of people who want to learn how to flip because they're aspiring travelers. They want to start traveling the world. So maybe what they'll do is they'll spend 6 months trying to make, $10,000 in cash so they can just get up and go. Now, $10,000 in cash in a lot of countries, you can live like a year off of just 10 grand. I know I was looking into this actually a couple weeks ago. I was looking into what it would take to move to Thailand, but not just that. I was interested in the lifestyle and, you know, everything. I was basically thinking about, you know, moving to Thailand. Obviously I wasn't sold enough to have done it yet. I'm still, you know, learning more and more about it, but I know for sure that I've talked to some people who live in China, and just other friends of mine who have traveled a lot and lived in other countries, and they say, yeah, Thailand, for example, is one place where on $10,000 you can live comfortably for a good year. you know, if you want, you can, you know, stretch it, both ways. I guess you can, maybe you can live an awesome 8 months of super luxury in Thailand with 10 grand, or you can stretch it and live a year with 10 grand, or if you decide, hey, maybe I want to live a, you know, in a not so great area, but still a decent area, maybe you can live there for, you know, 16 months, who knows. So I'm kind of going on a rant, but basically the point is the flipping business is a business that no matter how smart you are, what your education level is, none of that matters at all. It doesn't matter how much education you've had in the past. It doesn't matter if you dropped out of college. It doesn't matter if you've got a PhD. It's all the same. I don't, you know, we don't stereotype against, you know, anything. We don't, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I guess stereotype. I don't care, you know, where you came from, what your race is, what your gender is, what your educational background is, where you started, what your current situation is. None of that does not matter at all. The only things that matter is, are you willing to listen to what I teach you and learn how to flip things for profits? Are you willing to learn the very basic foundational things and then start taking action right away? Because once you start taking action, that's when the true learning starts. I try to provide as much training for you as possible, but the true learning, where it really sticks forever, is once you go out there and start doing it. So if you can do that for me, then I can promise you that you're going to make thousands of dollars in the flipping business. It doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. None of that matters. You can make more money than, you know, maybe a guy who is quote unquote smarter than you book wise or whatever the case is. But the fact is, this is a business where it's a very simple business. You buy something low, you improve it if it needs improving or repair it, and then you market it and sell it for a higher price. You position it differently in the form of a new ad description and the form of a, you know, new photos, and in the form of having that true understanding of how human beings work, and how we think, so that you can tailor that advertisement to them, so that you can demand higher prices and make money in the process. So you're basically a middleman. So that is, I just wanted to do a quick segment on why I call it the lazy and dumb man's game, because of that reason.